Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
Let's talk about the fact that the Bears are like, yeah, our guy can't kick. We got another guy that can kick, though. We'll talk about how that guy, are we calling him Mitch Moody or Jake Trubisky because he looks just like him?
That's a pretty general question.
He got a game ball Jake's doing his post-game interview with his helmet on.
Ever-present smile.
I'm glad to be on the team, glad to be a part of this. Can't wait to formally meet everybody else at some point.
Dog killer mentality. You gotta have.
Let's be honest. Just a little bit creepy. Came off a little bit just creepy vibes.
Wasn't that?
And our kicker is a serial killer.
Yes, that's exactly what you want.
Dog killer mentality.
What's that guy? Like, if you cast Jake Moody in what's the show that you watch? The David Fincher show on Netflix, right?
Where Mindhunter.
Yeah, but if he showed up and like, and then there was that football kicker that killed all those people.
Jake, what is this night feeling like to you after the year you've had?
I was honest with myself for the first time. Because I'm not a lizard. I'm not from under a rock. I came out of my mother.
What were you saying to yourself?
She wanted to destroy me with words, literally, so I shut her up for good.
This one has to feel pretty good, though.
So I'm home, walking up the stairs to our apartment with a freshly severed head draining about a pint of blood into a duffel bag.
Congratulations to you.
We might have a serial killer as a kicker. That's all right. 4 for 5 on the road in those conditions.
My murderous fantasy life and this. Pizza. You guys... Go ahead, take another slice.
The official adventures of Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is the Spiegel and Holmes show, and we have a full boat for you tonight. We got a lot of cool stuff happening on today's show. Charles Tillman is going to join us at 3 o'clock. Jason Leisure is going to join us at 4. Mark Grody will be on with a Bears hit, two words, at 5 o'clock. Alex is here. Tanny is here. That man is Matt Spiegel.
Hello, Tanny. I'll send you a link to the real-life videos of Edmund Kemper if you'd like to sit around and watch those later. That's always
believe
good.
It or not, that came up in the YouTube search when I was looking for the Mindhunter clips. So it was right there, side by side.
Also, Rolf Benerschke. You can see them both there, side by side.
We missed something in talking about the Gold Glove finalists. Because the texter was like, Kyle Tucker, like, he's not a finalist, but he has a Gold Glove.
Yeah.
When he was in Houston.
Which we don't understand how that happened.
Which made me look at who is a finalist.
Yeah.
And guess who's a finalist in right field?
Cam Smith. Oh, God.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, God. We like Matt Shaw, though. Matt Shaw had a really good year. He had a really good rookie year, said Jed Hoyer.
It was fine. He was really good defensively.
Yes, he's a Gold Glove finalist. Yes, is Matt Shaw. Good
he's
for
really
him.
Good defensively. You love to have a little bit more offense. And now with a whole offseason, you can play around. Like you can really you can really be like, hey Matt, there's a lot of stuff that you need to work on.
Without a doubt.
Between now and when you get to Sloan Park.
Look, we're going to dissect Jed, and there's plenty to dissect. But let's I want to live in the space that a lot of Cubs fans and baseball people were in just last week.
Just Saturday.
But Wednesday and Thursday of last week with those home games and the
felt
atmosphere.
Great, man.
Because there is a sadness that has kind of taken over for a lot of baseball people, including me, that it ended that fast. So I thought,
oh, no.
I know. So I thought this answer from Jed at the end of his press conference about what it was like last week was telling and fitting as to the feelings.
I wonder how much you're going to love this, but I'm just not accustomed to seeing you be, like, sentimental. And I just wonder if maybe last week, you know, the experience of being here in this building in the playoffs, how it made you feel, if you felt a level of connection or something, sentiment that you hadn't experienced before.
You're saying I'm unsentimental, huh?
Well,
I guess I would say that. I did feel like I felt like our crowds in the playoffs, they were unbelievably impressive, and I feel like it didn't sort of come out of nowhere. It was sort of like, it felt like sort of a natural build of the way the season was, that, you know, going back to kind of April and May, like, wow, these unbelievable crowds and people really into it. And then I just felt like, you know, against the Padres and the two home games we had here, it was pretty amazing. I don't ever remember players commenting on the crowds and the experience right after games the way they did repeatedly. I'd come down here after games and the players would be talking about the energy or talking about the experience. And that was really cool. It was really cool to see. And, you know, it leaves you wanting more, right? I think that to me, when I go back to the very beginning of this press conference, talking about the disappointment of losing, I think the disappointment in some ways is like not being able to continue to have more of that, right? And in some ways it was pretty intoxicating just how great Wrigley was during the postseason. I think that if you want to call it sentimental, I think that, you know, I don't think we had feelings like that in the building since like 15 and 16 in a lot of ways. And you know, it makes you want to work that much harder this winter. It makes you want to, you know, get in earlier. It makes you want to, you know, make that much better decisions, because you just, you know, you want to keep experiencing that, because it was really cool. And it's where this building is really special. And our fan base is really special. And, you know, it's really cool to work for the Cubs. It's really cool to play for the Cubs. And, you know, I feel really fortunate to do it every day. And like, hopefully we get to do it every day. And like, hopefully we can continue to make really good decisions and continue to play more games like that, because that was a pretty awesome experience.
That hit me, and maybe it's because of how we talked about it a little bit yesterday, Lawrence, or I guess Monday, that season ended on a Saturday, and he didn't really, and it ended quick. And it's just like, it's a smack in the face when it ends like that after the buzz of last week. So I just wanted to acknowledge how special that felt, and hopefully it is the beginning of a run. And we'll dissect everything. Hopefully it's the beginning of a nice, steady run of appearances that gets better than it got this year.
Hopefully it is a roadmap that Jed can follow on, yeah, we messed up and there were things that we could have done better that would have given us a better chance to advance in the tournament. That's what I hope comes from it. I think you're right to kind of live in the romanticism of what it was, because it was really awesome. We were out there a bunch.
Just for a moment, just for one, literally one moment more to live in it, because you're right, he's got to learn from it. And he spoke about what he needs to do and what they have to do first and foremost as a team this offseason.
Think about what's changed in the game. I do think that's become more difficult, and I do think it puts more emphasis on all other areas of the cycle, and how do you just continue to add depth and add arms. And I think I don't think that's unique to the Cubs. I think when you watch this postseason and look at, you know, different teams, I think that everyone is focused on that, because the game has changed. With kind of one team exception, you know, you're not having a lot of guys going deep in games. You're using a ton of arms, and the early rounds of the postseason involve, for everyone, almost a lot of bullpenning and things like that. So yeah, it puts a lot more emphasis on pitching depth than ever before, and it's something we have to. And I think we did a good job of that this year in a lot of ways, but I think we have to continue to push to get better.
So that's Jed talking about the starting pitching that they need. And a little bit earlier, he had said that he didn't regret what happened at the deadline because starters didn't really move at the deadline. There was a couple that moved, just a couple, but there was a couple. Shane Bieber is going to pitch tonight for Toronto.
Maybe you need to offer a better deal.
Maybe you need to offer a better deal. Maybe you need to be the team that breaks that trade embargo.
You don't have to live in trends. You can set them because you're the Cubs.
Yeah, and somebody needed to, and they didn't. So that's him talking about how they desperately need starting pitching and a power arm for starting pitching, because everybody is trying to piecemeal their way through the playoffs except for the Dodgers, who, Lawrence, what did they do with the money that they have?
They went out and got everything.
They bullied those hoes.
Yes.
I believe that's the parlance,
yeah,
that my partner likes to use.
How many relief innings so far in the two games against Milwaukee?
One. Blake Snell's free agent contract through 8 innings in week 1, and Yoshinobu Yamamoto's free agent contract through a complete game with only a leadoff homer against him in game 2. Those are free agent starting pitchers,
and
Jed.
No, and no panic in, home run. Oh, we got to run out there and go get him. We got to get someone who's not as good to go pitch.
Because they're swing and miss starting pitchers with pedigree and length, and they still exist, and you must find them for the postseason. You must.
Yep.
And we knew it at the deadline. I screamed for it at the deadline. Go find one. Go get one. You get that man. You find that man.
You leave that to Grody.
I can't leave it alone.
He is going to be upset at 5 o'clock that you have taken the fugitive away from him.
It's all of ours. It belongs to all of us. Damn it. Go get a starting pitcher.
Provasic.
Best one out there is Dylan Cease. Okay.
Oh, hi, Marshall.
Hi, Marshall. What's up, man? Good to see you. You go with Dylan Cease as a free agent acquisition? Oh, take your Shamrock Shuffle hat.
No, it's a marathon hat, isn't it? Oh, it is a shuffle hat. My bad.
Yeah.
I was talking with Kerry Pinkowski. He's like, you going to run the shuffle? I was like, that's a big buildup for me to get to an 8K. But I do have until March, so I could probably do it.
Mm. So.
But it's running.
Any hoodles.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.